Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and welcome again in the studio, Joe Scott. Joe, it's always an honor to have you here.
Great to be here, Bob.
Joe, we've got so much on our plate. There is, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, there's in California, a brand new pro-life project has started up.
Yes, it has.
We'll hear about that in just a few minutes. And on the East Coast, there's a big protest against abortion collaborators. Mark McCavage and those guys, Repent America.
Great. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Kevin Swanson, Colorado's the head of the Christian Home Educators Convention, is right here in Colorado, figures into one of those stories in a very prominent way.
Yes, he does.
And Sarah Palin is, of course, talked about on a website called Free Republic. And I'd like to start with that because this is an interesting story. From Ohio, Kirk, welcome to Bob and Inyart Live.
Hi, Bob. Just kind of wanted to tell you about an experience that I had at Free Republic over the weekend. Apparently, the site's owner and founder, Jim Robinson, and its moderators are doing everything they can to censor out any criticism of Sarah Palin.
Any criticism of Sarah Palin. And, you know, if people are going to be told she's pro-life, she's pro-family, pro-marriage, we should be able to know what her record is, at least.
Well, you'd think.
Especially from conservatives, right? And people like Free Republic, that was their whole point years ago.
Well, you know, I've gotten praise from Jim Robinson in the past for going after Giuliani and Romney there. He praised me for standing up for the right to life of the unborn. But now all of a sudden when it's Sarah Palin, you know, I'm public enemy number one there, apparently. Or one of the enemies.
Well, Kirk, can you say what your handle is on Free Republic, or would you rather not?
It's Old Sparky.
Old Sparky. All right, so Old Sparky.
Florida Electric Chair that you prematurely retired for.
That's right, Old Sparky. And now we switch to the needle, which is called Old Rusty for executions. But so what happened, Kirk?
I posted an article from something called the Alaska Dispatch. Apparently it's a liberal website. I had no idea.
Yeah, and they get upset if you post from a liberal website. Now at our forum, theologyonline.com, we don't care where people post from as long as they could support their arguments. And we have 1.7 million posts at our Denver Bible Church, Bob Inyart Live forum called theologyonline.com. But, okay, so you posted from a liberal Alaska Dispatch.
And this was an article. It involved an aide named Frank Bailey. He's written a manuscript about Sarah Palin.
Right.
And he said in this manuscript, and it was reported by the Dispatch, that Sarah Palin had no problem with putting Morgan Christen, Planned Parenthood board member, the pro-abortion judge, onto a court because she had ruled in her husband's favor in a case in Alaska.
I thought that was relevant. In a family case, right. And it turns out I think he got that story partly wrong. This Morgan, this judge, this Planned Parenthood board member was only involved in a very minor way in Sarah Palin's family court case.
The point here that he was trying to make is that she had no problem with Morgan Christen. Morgan Christen was perfectly fine because she liked the judge.
Right. The bigger issue, his bigger point was accurate, that Sarah Palin likes this woman. She praised this woman. This is an unrepentant Planned Parenthood board member who Sarah Palin gladly, cheerfully put on the Alaska Supreme Court, saying that Alaska basically would be blessed by having such a wise and such a good judge on their Supreme Court. And she's an unrepentant, aggressive child killer.
And I'm sorry, but if you're really a pro-lifer, wouldn't you be in anguish even if you claim you were being forced to do it? I would be.
Yeah, right.
Makes you wonder what pro-life means.
What does pro-life mean to Sarah Palin? If you could put a Planned Parenthood board member, she'd put her on the Supreme Court if she liked her personally.
Right. I certainly don't trust Sarah Palin to nominate judges to the Supreme Court. I think pro-life means money to Sarah Palin, actually. But
money and votes, primary votes, because once she wins the primary, then we've seen it over and over and over.
And we wonder why we never get ahead. We keep electing these kind of Republicans.
Right. All right. And so, Kirk, so then what happened with the founder of Free Republic? How did he get involved?
Well, he came onto the thread and said, if I ever posted anything from a liberal website again, I was going to be, quote, zotted, which means deleted from the website.
Deleted, and you were very gracious. You said, okay, I broke the rules, I won't do that.
Yeah, and I wrote him back and said, I'm sorry, I didn't even know what the Alaska Dispatch was. I'll be more careful in the future. And I directed him to the American Right to Life website and told him that Sarah Palin may not be quite as pro-life as he thinks he is. So I gave him the link to the Sarah Palin profile there, the American Right to Life.
Right, prolifeprofiles.com/Palin.
And I got two messages back from him. The first message was reiterating what he had said in the thread, that he'd delete me if I ever did that again. And the second message was, he said, quote, keep it up and expletive.
Oh, my.
A-hole.
Yeah, he cussed you out. He cussed you out. And you know what's funny? He had threatened you because they banned, they cut off the accounts of all these freepers, these Free Republic members who've advocated the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is basically a pro-homosexual political agenda, is to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Well, then I made the comment. I kind of did get a shot in at him. I asked him if he may have accidentally deleted Sarah Palin's account because she supported the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
She supported the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which a lot of conservatives realize that the homosexual agenda is helping to destroy Americans, our foundation, our families, morality in our country. And there is a lesbian talk show host, if I recall her name, Tammy Bruce or something like that.
Yeah.
And she, of course, was out for the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Sarah Palin retweeted Tammy Bruce, the lesbian's tweet. It all sounds so weird to me. She retweeted her tweet. It's just bizarre.
It's tweet, Bob.
And Joe, and this was Sarah Palin telling people who are against homosexuality, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
And she was agreeing with this lesbian talk show host. Sarah Palin, Kirk, I don't know if you remember, she gave benefits to the Partners of Homosexuals in Alaska. She forced that on the people of Alaska after the people voted against homosexual marriage.
Yeah, but it wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault. She was, the Supreme Court was going to veto it anyway, remember?
Right.
Well, here's what the people voted against homosexual marriage. The legislature voted against giving benefits to homosexual partners, and she forced it on the state as the governor. She put a Planned Parenthood board member on the Alaska Supreme Court, and we have Focus on the Family and National Right to Life. We have them drooling and licking her boots.
It's a shame. It's a real shame.
It's the same kind of worship we saw toward Obama in the last election.
Toward Obama on the left, right. It is very much the same. It's a personality worship. It doesn't matter that she's a child killer, that she's against marriage between a man and a woman. It doesn't matter. And what she says about those things and what she does are two different things.
I guess we wonder why we never win. We wonder, like the Republicans. Yeah. I mean, we never get anywhere.
Other people,
we like somebody like this.
Yeah, other people wonder why we don't win, because our leaders, they find the enemy and they embrace them. The wolves in sheep's clothing are on the payroll of our national ministries.
Right.
And I have to admit, for the longest time, I didn't want to believe what was on the American Right to Life website, because my mom had given me a book about Sarah Palin written by a Christian publisher. You'd think she was the greatest person on the face of the earth, but, you know, when you follow what she's really done, you find out a different story.
She's vulgar. She's got a filthy mouth. Her book is her own filthy mouth. She's sexually crude. She's Sarah Palin.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Kirk.
Thank you, Bob.
God bless you.
Bob,
appreciate that from Ohio.
Kirk should post a link to this show. He'll be zotted then.
He'll be zotted. And Joe Scott, our telethon, our February telethon, our goal is 100 people to pledge $20 a month ongoing to keep Bob and Yurt live on the radio for another year and to raise $20,000.
Wow.
Those two goals, 2020, so we could see clearly to get through the next year. And we are now up to 107 people have pledged $20 a month.
That's amazing.
Thank you, everyone. That is just extraordinary. And the amount, now I don't see the amount here for the one time. I think it's, here we go. It's $5,000. We're just over $5,000, Joe.
So we need a little bit of help in
We're
that
just
court,
over $5,000 and $5,260.
Wow.
So, but thank you so much, everyone who's given. We're at $15,000, and it's February 22nd. So we don't have much time.
No, we don't.
But we got a caller today from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. who said, Bob, tell the audience this is a regional show. We live in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, and your show comes in crystal clear.
Wow. So, I didn't know it went that far.
Isn't that neat,
yeah.
Joe? So people who support Bob and Yurt Live, this is a regional outreach, America's most powerful Christian radio station, 50,000 watts. We've been on for 20 years, 5 days a week, and on the internet, we're reaching all over the country.
All over the world, Bob.
And the world, just like Kevin Swanson, the director of CHECK, Christian Home Educators of Colorado, and fabulous pro-life leader, Christian homeschool leader.
Great man.
And Joe, you were on that show, and this is going to tie in to our second segment today from Bakersfield, California.
Yeah.
How long ago were you on with Kevin Swanson?
A year ago, a little over a year ago.
A year ago, and someone from California, and let's go to the phones. Lance, you're on with Bob Inyart and Joe Scott. Welcome to Colorado.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
So, Lance, I was going to ask Joe Scott to tell the story, but you should. How did you find out about Joe Scott and Colorado's pro-life movement?
Well, we're beekeepers out here, and we have the iPod, and her show came in. She was interviewed on Kevin Swanson. Kevin interviewed her on the abortion issue. And her show inspired us. In fact, I listened to that one show 20 times.
Wow.
And it was just so beautiful to hear how one lady was doing it, even standing on a 10-foot ladder, trying to call out to these girls.
Hey, Lance, let me ask Joe Scott, when was the last time you were on a ladder, Joe, at an abortion clinic?
This morning.
This morning. Yeah. And Lance, we did a show yesterday where Joe talked about a girl from Liberia,
right,
who wanted to get an abortion, called Colorado Right to Life. Donna Ballantyne there redirected her to Joe Scott.
Wow.
These two ladies saved this baby. This woman's name is Key. She's 19 years old, and she was here in the studio, but a little shy to be on the radio,
right,
uh-huh, about such a personal and private thing. So the last time a baby was saved here from Planned Parenthood is just a couple days ago.
Wow.
And so, Lance, you heard this show, and it was compelling, obviously.
Yes. Oh, and it was really exciting. And Joe gave me she inspired me to want to go down to Bakersfield. So we went down there. And it was just like she said, when the girls come out, sometimes, like she said, we thank God for cigarettes. It's a second opportunity to talk to these girls.
Yeah.
That I never heard that in my
yeah.
life.
I know.
That is
but
funny.
We're about 20 feet away from the girls. In fact, where they walk by us, we're about 10 feet away. Sometimes they'll walk right next to us. And we can either hand them a little baby, a little model of a baby.
Yeah.
In fact, one girl, we handed this girl brought in this friend of hers, and we handed her a model, and we gave her this little card that said what the little baby can do at 12 weeks. And she said, well, it's not up to me. I just brought her in. And Dinah says, you are responsible for that life because you were accomplice to bring her to this place to murder her baby.
Oh, my. Wow.
Well,
hey, is this Dinah? Is she related to you?
Yes, she's my sister.
Wow. Wow. Is she married?
No, she's my, she's 21.
All right, listen, we've got Christian guys out in California.
Yes, we do.
And here in Colorado who now know about a great woman to marry.
Oh, she's one in a million. But anyway, so she tells this lady, you're responsible. God holds you responsible for this. And that girl jumped up, ran upstairs, grabbed her friend. She ran out. She said, come out, quick, come out. And she ran out, and they hugged each other, and they had their little baby, and they were literally thankful. They were like, thank you.
Oh,
and they left.
Praise God, another child saved.
Yes.
And this child from Bakersfield, California, and it was, wow, it was this moral conviction from God,
right,
that led you guys, you and your sister, to be a testimony to the truth and for the innocent.
It's a great opportunity. You can literally go out there and actually preach to these girls.
Yeah.
And like the boyfriends, we were out there, and this lady was talking to the girl, and all of a sudden I yelled out, because I'm a guy and I got a loud voice. I said, children are a blessing from the Lord. Don't murder them. And this lady goes, boy, I'm glad you're out here, because it adds a manly atmosphere. There's so many of these boyfriends, and they're spineless.
Yeah.
They're just like dragging their girlfriend up there. She doesn't really want it. Or
yeah, oftentimes it's the man who's forcing the woman. And many times, not all, but many, many, as in hundreds of thousands, over the years, a million times, more than a million times, women have felt that they had no choice. They were forced. They were compelled. They'd be kicked out on the street. Their boyfriend would leave them. Their husband would threaten them. And that's what Planned Parenthood exploits. They don't talk those women out of the abortion. Honey, you don't really want to do this. They take the $600 and they put it in the bank. And it better be cash because they don't take checks. Mm-hmm. They are Planned Parenthood.
And we plead with these boyfriends. And in fact, I plead with them and my sister. We say, we'll adopt your baby. We would love to have children. Children are a blessing. And people look at me like, are you from Mars? I've never heard that in my life, that children are a blessing.
Oh.
And it just shows how what a culture of death we have today.
Yeah,
we're immersed in a death culture.
Well, let me ask Joe. Joe, what do you often say to women going in to kill their child?
Well, first of all, we offer them help. You know, we have free medical help for them. We tell them that it's to carry your baby, not the burden of abortion for the rest of your life. Mm. We tell them that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. We offer them, we ask them, what is it that you need? We can help you to get whatever it is that you need in order to have your child. We warn them of the complications of abortions. We do all kinds of things like that.
Now, Joe, you have been at abortion clinics literally thousands of times. I've only been there hundreds of times. But one of the things I say is there are people who will love you with your baby. You don't have to kill your baby to be loved.
That's right.
God loves you. There are people who will love you. And undoubtedly, God has given you the love you need for your baby. Just give us a moment. Let us talk to you. There's help. There's hope. There's life.
That's right.
So, Lance, we're about to go across the country to the East Coast to talk to Christians there who are working to – they're targeting collaborators with Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, and they're doing a great job. So how is it that we could stay in touch to encourage one another? You're way out there in Bakersfield, California. Are you familiar with the personhood movement and the effort to end abortion and not regulate it, but to end it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so can I ask you this? Have you ever seen, maybe you have, on American Right to Life's website, right on the homepage, there's a resource about regulations, why they are failing and why they're immoral. Have you seen that?
I'm sure I have. I've just been through different websites.
All right. Well, I just want to encourage you that American Right to Life website is being built up to be a tremendous resource.
I emailed you that link, Lance.
Okay, yeah, then I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, super. Thank you, Joe Scott, for that. So, Lance, hey, keep in touch. When you guys have a praise report, let us know. Shoot Joe Scott an email. And once in a while, we'd like to talk to you on the air, see how we can help you guys in what you're doing.
Sure. Another girl we talked to was Anisha, and this girl was going in to get an abortion, and we said, we can help you. We can give you housing. We can help. We can adopt your baby. We'll do everything we can to help you. And the mother comes over. They never went in the door. She comes over, and she says, what can you do for my daughter?
See,
we talked to her, and they left.
See what happens when you just show up, Lance?
Of ladies left. So
when you show up almost every week. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
When you show up and you have the courage of your conviction that that I can trust God, I can be there to be a voice for the innocent, to love my neighbor, and then God can work through us.
Yes. Right.
But when we don't show up, he works through someone else. Or nobody.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lance. May God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too, and thank you so much.
All right. You're very welcome. Now let's go from California to where's Repent America operating out of, Joe Scott? Do you know?
Pennsylvania.
And Mike Markavich, what a pro-life hero. He's,
you're right.
You know Keith Mason, who's co-founder of Personhood USA?
Yes, I do.
He says that Mike is one of his heroes.
One of mine, too.
Really?
Really.
Well, let's talk to him. Mike, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mike.
So, hey, Mike, your website is repentamerica.com, but you guys are doing something very similar to what we have out here in Denver, the Collaborators Project. Could you describe what you're doing with the people shipping these aborted children's bodies around the country?
Absolutely. It's a very grievous situation, but we had come in contact with Stericycle, and that's Stericycle, Stericycle. They are the nation's premier provider of this service to abortion mills across the country.
So what is it that they actually do for, say, a Planned Parenthood abortion mill or some other child-killing center?
What they do is they pick up the aborted children, and they pick up the instruments used to kill these children, and they provide the tools that are used in the killing of these children, such as the syringes and the different things, to the abortion mills across the country. And they take them down to their incineration plants. There are different parts of the country where these incineration plants exist. There's a number of them. One of their largest ones is in Haw River, North Carolina. But we found out about Stericycle because one day there was a Penske truck outside of an abortion mill where
Penske,
a man
that's
was
a
bringing
large...
these boxes.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Yeah, sure.
Penske is a large a truck rental service.
Yes, Penske is a large truck rental service, and
right. They
were outside of this mill in Virginia, in Richmond. I saw a photograph. I contacted Penske, and I asked him, why in the world would you want your business aligned with what's happening here?
Mm.
I ultimately got a call from the president and CEO.
Wow.
Said he had no idea that the trucks were being used for this purpose. He just thought they were being used at doctor's offices.
Wow.
And all that type of thing. So he had contacted Roger Penske, who I guess he's involved in NASCAR. I'm not too familiar on the sports thing, but he owns Penske Truck Leasing. And when he found out about it, he demanded that their trucks stop being used for that purpose.
Oh, my.
And had their trucks removed across the country from being used for
my.
That purpose.
This is enormous. This is very much like Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project with the Weitz Corporation, Al Schweitz.
Stericycle
right. Shows
up at the Planned Parenthood here.
Here in Denver. So Stericycle, now you have a website, stopstericycle.com. And if people can't remember that while they're driving, just go to repentamerica.com and you'll see the press release and the links are there. But so what's the next step then, Mike?
Well, the next step is going after Ryder Truck Leasing out of Miami, Florida. They're another nationwide provider to Stericycle. Now, Stericycle relies heavily on their leasing contracts with these truck leasing companies across the country. They're the ones that
right. Provide
these trucks to be used for this interstate trade off of the aborted babies and all that type of thing. So what we're going after now is Stericycle's leasing, the company they lease from, which is Ryder. Ryder took the place of Penske in this one area, and I'm sure that they're probably using Ryder trucks elsewhere too.
Mm-hmm. Joe, do you recall what trucks is
Stericycle
using?
Is Stericycle truck shows up, you know, with
their
brand.
Right, and on the door of the Stericycle truck, if anyone ministers outside of an abortion mill, these trucks that show up will show Stericycle their logo on the side of
right. Them.
But if you look at the driver's side door, there's a little emblem that's on the hood or on the door that'll say who's leasing that truck to them. It'll say Penske, or it'll say Ryder, or it'll say Ideal Lease. There's a number of companies that lease them trucks. There's, I believe, about four left, and we're going after all of them very aggressively.
Mm. I've seen Penske.
Penske,
seen Ryder.
And that's a part of this whole thing. It was last year that he agreed that they were moving to remove those off the road, and now I have in writing from the president and CEO that he has our word that they will not be used for that purpose. If anyone sees a Penske truck being used and it's on the side door or whatever, please take a photograph of it and let us know where it is.
Sure thing.
Because the CEO has promised that that would be removed.
All right. Well, that's encouraging, and so now it's Ryder. Now it's Ryder's turn. So,
yes. Okay.
So, Mike, what should our folks who would like to help you, just like they've helped Will Duffy and the Collaborators Project. This is the same exact type of effort. And this is American Right to Life, Mike, identifies this as one of the three prongs of ultimately ending abortion. And all protests and efforts to increase the social tension over child killing, that there would be no child killing with tranquility, that is one of the three prongs, along with recriminalizing and also educating and repenting, getting people to repent. So this is vital. So, Mike, tell us what people should do.
Well, on our website, which is located at stopstericycle.com under the Help in the Fight, mm-hmm. there's a tab there. There's very easy ways that people can get involved with simply sending an email or making a phone call. There's a number of things right there on stopstericycle.com that will help us greatly, and we want people to go on the site to look at that.
All right, that sounds super. Very encouraging, Mike. And I'm wondering if there's anything else. You know what? We only have a half a minute. But to let you know, we have built a strong pro-personhood base of operations here in Colorado, Mike, and it's really working its way out across the country now, thanks largely to Keith Mason and Cal Zastro. There are, in all 50 states, there are groups fighting to advocate the personhood of the unborn child.
I think it's great. It's wonderful. And it's a blessing to see that happening.
All right. Thank you, Michael Markavich. What an honor.
Yes, what an honor, Mike. Great to hear your voice.
Okay. Yes, God bless you. That's repentamerica.com, another Collaborators Project type project. And in Lakewood, whoa, Joe Scott,
wow.
Look at this.
Wow.
$500 someone just gave. I don't even know the first name. Thank you so very much.
Wow. Thank you so much.
That brings us up to $5,760. And, Joe, we got
That's
107
great.
People who've pledged $20 a month.
We're getting there, Bob.
So we met that goal.
Yes, we did.
We exceeded that goal. So now $5,760 toward our goal. We just have, wow, how many days in February?
28.
Augustus Caesar stole some for August. Remember that? So anyway, we need your help. KGov and 800-8-NYARD.